waiting with her third three.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
3-2-1, and it is official. The Woolsey Westington Warbirds have won the 9B football championship.
Tonight's action is brought to you by our first team sports backers.
More 281 Conference Tournament basketball. We move on to the third place games, and we're happy to be over now on KOKK. For the rest of the way, we're running about 50 minutes behind schedule, but already now third place is here, Coy Lake Preston and James Valley Christian, sponsors of our game this afternoon. 281 Tournament backers, Alpena Co-op, Kurt's Heating and Cooling, 6B Seed and Supply, Bauman Agency, Iverson Motors, Huron and Mitchell, Double D Western Store, and Hague Insurance Company. James Valley Christian sponsor is Ben Meyer Auction Service. And our area sponsor, Shooters and Woolsey, Wilbur Ellis, Kent Clark Insurance, here on Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Burns Manufacturing, Olympic Motors, Dairy Queen in Huron, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, South Dakota Attorney General Office, Garyzell Auto Glass, and Mere Family Hair Care. So now it's Iroquois Lake Preston, the Sharks against the James Valley Christian Vikings for third place in the 281 Conference Tournament. Like any tournament, if you can't win three games, you'd like to win two. So both these teams have a chance to do this, just that, here on this third place game today. Both teams lost tight ones in the semifinals. Iroquois Lake Preston lost by 4 to Sanborn Central Woonsocket, and Westington Springs defeated James Valley Christian by 2. But really, these top four, top five teams in the 281, all pretty even, and not surprised that they had a couple of close games. Could expect a close game here as well. Starting lineups, Iroquois Lake Preston, record of 7-4. Mike Moore in his second year as head coach. Addison Moore is a 5'6 junior. Kira Dubro, a 5'10 junior. Faith Stephenson, a 5'10 senior. Rebecca Bish, a 5'6 senior. And Hadley Holt, a 5'10 sophomore. James Valley Christian head coach Krista Robinson, record of 6-4. They'll start Addison Knight, 5'9 freshman. Rihanna Hood, 5'6 senior. Kaylee Robinson, a 5'9 junior. Addison Bartholo, a 5'10 a freshman, and Alexa Gertz, a 5'9 junior. Both coaches have a daughter in the starting lineup for each side. Officials for a game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our third place game, Greg Stroh, Jordan Opp, and Tim Neihart. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute here, and we should be ready for tip-off. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Back at the arena, let's do a Mere Family Hair Care scoreboard update. Lori and Kylie at the Mere offer haircuts, colors, waxing, perms, hair treatments, shampoo sets, and eyelash extensions. Stop in or call 605-883-HAIR. Seventh place game for the girls, Hitchcock Tulare defeated Sunshine Bible 49-24. And the consolation championship went to Woolsey Wessington in overtime, 52-47 over Highmore Herald. Woolsey Wessington trailed by 10 in the fourth quarter. Boys' seventh-place game went overtime. The two overtime games explains why we're so far behind schedule. Seventh place, Iroquois Lake Preston defeated Sunshine Bible 66-61. And fifth place just completed for the boys. Highmore Herald defeated Hitchcock Tulare 67-53. Now we move on to third-place games. It's James Valley Christian, Iroquois Lake Preston for the girls. James Valley Christian, Woolsey Wessington for the boys. Yeah, looks like we're about ready to go here. Again, the crowd, not the great crowd. Again, it is still mid-afternoon, and the weather is not the greatest for travel. But, hey, we got it for you here on the KOKK. Iroquois Lake Preston wearing their home whites with the blue numbers, letters, blue and black trim. And James Valley Christian, their road black with white numbers and letters, white and gold trim. Jumping up is Addison Knight and Hadley Holt. For the two teams, tip control by Kaylee Robinson, down to Alexa Gertz, and a fast break layup off the opening tip. Alexa Gertz gets James Valley Christian on the board within a couple of seconds. Half-court trap set up, bounce pass comes up ahead to Holt. Now back Addison Moore, top of the key, takes a long three, it's short. Offensive rebound, Hadley Holt, her putback won't go. And stepping in, Kira Dubrow, another chance here for ILP, jumper by Moore, again, no good. This time the rebound for James Valley Christian, Kaylee Robinson. Robinson pushes up the right side, stops on the baseline, had the shot blocked. Ball going to be picked up by Gertz, and then she loses it out of bounds. The ball will turn over to ILP. Two-nothing lead, JVC. We're just underway. Full court pressure by the Vikings. Pass in the middle, dangerous pass. They do get it to Moore. She's on the push. Coming up middle of the floor, right side, takes it all the way in, puts it up short. Holt with the rebound, a little duck under, misses again. Decent looks, nothing going right now for ILP. Into the front court comes Rihanna Hood. Hood goes baseline, cut off, brings it back out. Top of the key, Robinson gets JVC in the offense. Takes a three off the left elbow, no good. And Moore there with the rebound. Moore on the push, still on the drive, cut off by Gertz, brings it back up top. Sets the offense. Both teams are zoning here to start things off. Three is good for ILP. Rebecca Bish gets the Sharks on the board, and they lead 3-2 with just over a minute and a half gone in the ball game. James Valley Christian, Hood goes low post, back up top. Left side, Knight, now Hood. Hood will drive down the paint, hard to the hoop, blocked, and a foul going to go on Iroquois Lake Preston. I believe this will result in free throws for Rayana Hood. Two shots for Hood, senior for James Valley Christian. First free throw is no good. Bish picked up the foul for ILP. One more shot for Rihanna Hood, 5'6 senior. Second shot is no good. Missed them both. Kind of continues the theme, at least from what I've been watching. The teams in the 21 have struggled shooting their free throws here in the arena. Now the ball out of bounds will remain with James Valley Christian. Inbounds Gertz, right side, wants to drive on Moore. Now pitches back Knight, right side, open. Three is good. Kaylee Robinson drills the three. Gave it to her. She took it. 5-3 lead, JVC, 2 minutes gone. Moore on the drive, feeds back door to Holt. Up with the left hand, missed it. I think Iroquois Lake Preston getting the shots they want. They just aren't dropping. Back comes James Valley Christian. Drive, kick out, left side Gertz. Gertz goes baseline, ball knocked away, stolen from behind. Nice play by Stephenson, and a foul going to go on James Valley Christian. Stephenson, a nice defensive play to force the turnover. James Valley Christian sets up the full court press. So waiting to see who the foul is on. The foul was on Gertz. Steal by Robinson, got in the passing lane. Left side, open shot for Knight is no good. Rebound underneath, and the ball deflected by Knight, but was standing out of bounds when she did so. And fortunately, Iroquois Lake Preston will keep possession. Inbounds comes off the left side. In the middle, Moore. She wants to push. Dribbles right and left down the lane. Got a little bump. Shot up is short. Rebound, James Valley Christian. Knight to the top of the key. Flips back right side, Robinson. Left side, open three. Bartholo, no good. Battle for the rebound, and Hood's going to come out with the ball. Another chance here for James Valley Christian. Free throw line, kick back to Hood. Hood dribbles off to the right, puts to Knight. Now back up, top of the key, Bartholo. Playing some catch on the perimeter. Lob goes in the corner. Robinson, another deep three. 2 for Kaylee Robinson, deep threes. That one from the corner. Vikings up 8-3. Moore working against the pressure of James Valley Christian. Foul going to go on Gertz, and an early second foul on Alexa Gertz. We'll see if that brings movement off the James Valley bench. They do pull off the press after that. It is the second foul on Gertz, second team, but she'll stay in for the time being. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter. 3, left side is in and out all the way down. Hadley Holt, though, underneath for the rebound and put back. Kira Dubra had a settle all the way down, then popped out on her, but nobody blocked out Holt. She gets the put back, 8-5. James Valley Christian, Robinson trying to drive, backs her way in, floats to the hoop, no good, gets her own rebound, gets fouled. Kaylee will get a pair of free throws. Two shots for Kaylee Robinson, junior for James Valley Christian. Fouls on Dubrow, her first. Free throw is good. Robinson with 7 of the 9 points for James Valley here in the first quarter. 9-5 with the free throw pending. Vikings lead goes up to a 5. 10-5 as both free throws good. 8 points for Kaylee Robinson. Moore, top of the key, bounce pass right side, Stephenson. He's playing some catch on the perimeter. High post, Holt will shoot from the free throw line, no good, long rebound. Kaylee Robinson will track it down. Robinson on the push, cross court, left side. A long 2 is good for Addison Bartholo. Her first bucket of the game, 12-5. The lead 7 here early on for James Valley. Ball tipped but controlled by Stephenson. Catch in the corner. Nope, stepped out of bounds. The pass came high. Addison Moore tried to grab it and with one hand and ended up landing on the sideline. Out of bounds. Turnover to James Valley Christian. Robinson will just walk the ball up. Now give way to Rayanna Hood. Left side, Bartholo is working the perimeter. Robinson drifts off left, up top, Hood. Right side, 3-4, Gertz is too strong. And the rebound, Dubrow. Dubrow, outlet's dangerous pass, did get it to her teammate Stephenson. In the corner, Holt playing some catch. 3 off the right wing is off the mark. That rebound, and you end up going to have a foul over there on Robinson. Hey, Stephenson missed the 3, but then followed in her shot and really didn't seem like anybody went very hard after the rebound. Inbounds for ILP. Moore, a deep 3 in and out. Rebound, Kaylee Robinson. And up the floor, did Robinson travel? Yes, she did. I thought she took an extra step. Trying to head up the floor, and the ball turns right back over to Iroquois Lake Preston. 2:35 to go in the first quarter, 12-5 lead, James Valley. Iroquois Lake Preston inbounds, the 18-footer on the baseline, nothing but net for Bish. Bish has 5 points to lead ILP, 12-7, James Valley up by 5. Robinson walks the ball up, 2:20 to go, first quarter, Bartholo. And what, we have a whistle away from the ball. I didn't really see what happened there. Bartholo looked like she had thrown the ball away. But it's going to go on, Iroquois Lake Preston. James Valley Christian will inbound. Hadley Holt picks up her first foul and the third team on ILP. James Valley Christian lobs it on the left side to Robinson. Low post, getting it inside to Gertz, but tipped away, stolen by Holt. Moore on the push up the middle of the floor. Top of the key. Feeds in the corner. Nice catch over there by Stephenson. Low post, tried to get it into Holt and threw it behind her. It's going to be picked out by Robinson. Up ahead, Hood. Hood crosses the lane and had the ball deflected. But Robinson gets the three and nails it. Kaylee Robinson, three threes here in the first quarter. 11 points. The lead is 8, 15-7, James Valley Christian. Catch on the perimeter. Stephenson goes in corner. New girl in the game for Iroquois Lake Preston. A travel going to be called on Rebecca Bish. Shanoa Harris in the game, and we have a timeout on the floor. Minute 34 to go, first quarter, 15-7, JVC. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
Dakota Sports.
Minute 34 to go in the first quarter. James Valley Christian 15, Iroquois Lake Preston 7. 30-second timeout taken by Coach Mike Moore in ILP. Vikings for the moment have the upper hand. Of course, Kaylee Robinson has come out red hot shooting the ball. Robinson will bring the ball up, being picked up at half court by Harris. New girl in for James Valley Christian. Check that when I get a chance. Knight dumps it in. Low post, Bartholo. Kicked it out and almost threw it away, but Robinson control steps in with an 18-footer short. And the rebound for ILP. Addison Moore into the front court. Dribbles off to the right. Double team. Bish, now high post, Holt. Throw it behind Harris. Scramble for the ball, but ILP controls. Addison Moore. Lost her balance there, gets it over to Holt. Harris fakes the three, drives in the paint. There's a three. That's going to be off the mark, and the ball will go out of bounds off the miss by Bish. And with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter, it'll be James Valley Christian ball. Third place game, 281 Conference Girls Basketball Tournament. Third place boys next, James Valley Christian, Woolsey Wessington. Brianna Hood goes high post. Bartholo, and now just look like they're conserving a little clock, although there's a big disparity between game clock, shot clock. Drive by Hood, down the middle of the lane, has to kick out, head fake, back outside Knight. Knight has a lane, goes all the way hard to the hoop for two. Addison Knight, her first bucket. Laney Gertz kind of set that up for her. Laney just came into the game right before the timeout. 10-point lead, JVC, 13 seconds to go in the first quarter. Moore puts back. Holt wants three. No good. Rebound Robinson. Robinson on the move. Lobs it up head to Gertz. Laney. Nice bounce pass in the middle. But Knight does not get the shot off, and that ends the first quarter. James Valley Christian 17. Iroquois Lake Preston 7. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Iverson Auto in Mitchell and Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Mitchell and Huron.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Iroquois Lake Preston with the ball starting the second quarter. Harris, the outside, gives way to Moore. Can't get the shot off. Open three in the corner is good for Bish. Bish with 8 points, 8 of the 10 for ILP. 17-10, the lead 7 for James Valley Christian. Robinson gives back up top. Gertz, left side. Alexa Gertz, she'll go with the scoop shot in there. No good. Rebound for Stephenson. Moore up the middle of the floor, tries the crossover. Goes back door. Hadley Holt around the post defender. Well played by Bartholow underneath. Back comes Laney Gertz. Bounce pass top of the key. Reverse it left side. Open three. Bartholow, no good. Rebound to Iroquois Lake Preston. Shooting in the first quarter, Iroquois Lake Preston, 3 of 16. That's just under 20%. James Valley Christian, 6 of 12, 50%. Iroquois Lake Preston in the half court. Another three for Holt. That one she got. Adley Holt, her second bucket of the game. She's got 5 in the lead. Quickly cuts to 4. A pair of threes by Iroquois Lake Preston. 10-point lead is cut to 4 just like that. Alexa Gertz up top. Knight. Knight has a lane. Goes in on Holt. Little collision there and a blocking call. Going to go on Hadley Holt. That'll be foul number 2 on the ILP post player. And at the free throw line is Addison Knight. Has 1 bucket in the game. Free throw is good. 3 points for Addison Knight. 18-13, the lead back at 5 for James Valley Christian. One more shot, he is good. Hit them both. 19-13, the Vikings up 6. ILP with the ball. Now give way to Harris, who gets them in the offense. Flips back to Moore. Moore left side. Spot opens for 3, no good. Rebound, and Kaylee Robinson got caught with a push-off. Had a perfect angle on that one. That was an easy one to see, especially from up here. Alan Robinson is her first team here in the second quarter. ILP runs the out-of-bounds play. Harris left side through the hands of Holt. She gets back and retrieves it. Now Bish at the top of the key. Bish looks left, comes right, almost knocked away, but picked up. Bish comes off the left side, one of the three, couldn't get it off. Holt at the free throw line, throws back Addison Moore, retrieves it. Moore gets the Sharks in the offense. Moore coming to the right, right wing. The ball deflected and stolen by Robinson, trying to post up Stephenson underneath. Down the floor, Alexa Gertz gets double teamed. Still on the dribble, though, goes hard to the hoop, missed the shot. Rebound Laney Gertz, 18-footer for Bartholow is good. Laney Gertz got the offensive rebound. And Bartholow able to get the bucket. 1-13, the lead back at 8 for James Valley Christian. Harris, high post Holt, dangerous pass, got it to Moore, and a foul going to go on James Valley. That'll be on Laney Gertz, trying to stay in front of Addison Moore. Gertz picks up her first, second team on JVC. Kira Dubrow back into the game for Iroquois Lake Preston. In the middle and knocked away from Holt. Dangerous pass picked out of there by Robinson. Down the floor goes Bartholow with Moore after her. Moore will pick up the foul. Moore showed that speed getting down there, but she still didn't have the good position. And Bartholow just really didn't hesitate. She just attacked the basket. She'll go to the line for 2. Addison Moore with her first foul. Free throw is good. For Bartholow, she's got 5 points. And the lead stretched back to 9, 22-13. Second free throw is good. Dean Valley Christian 6-for-6 from the free throw line here in the first half. As I said, seems like teams were having trouble shooting free throws earlier today. Left side, open three, knocked down. Kira Dubrow hits the three. Three threes in the second quarter for Iroquois Lake Press, and keeping them in the game is 23-16 Vikings. JVC, three for Robinson, top of the key. Can't get the answer there. Offensive rebound, Alexa Gertz, up and in. Alexa Gertz got the offensive board. The lead back to nine with 4:44 to go in the first half. Moore on the right wing. Cross-court pass. Get it to Dubrow in the corner. Low post off the hands of Holt, and the loose ball picked up by Knight. Knight bounce pass right side. 15-footer baseline. No good for Laney Gertz. Offensive rebound, Alexa Gertz, lost it out of bounds. And the ball will belong to ILP. Harris quickly back into the game for the Sharks. James Valley Christian, ever since Alexa Gertz picked up her second foul, they've pulled off the press. Top of the key, Bish, right side. Harris thought about the three. Bish, top of the key, left side. There's the three. Dubrow hits another. Four threes here in the second quarter for Iroquois Lake Preston after a tough shooting first quarter. 25-19, the lead six for James Valley midway through the second quarter. Down the floor, and Addison Knight had a back cut but could not score on it. Rebound, Moore in traffic, splits the double team, scoop shot, no good. Rebound, and look out from behind. Kaylee Robinson and Moore going after the ball. Kaylee gets control. Bounce pass right side, Laney Gertz, an 18-footer. No good, and the rebound on the weak side, Faith Stephenson. Moore gets it into the front court. The lead six right now for JVC. Bish, right side, Dubrow, low post, ball knocked away. Tried to force it into Stephenson. Picked out of there, and Knight gets knocked over by Harris. Chanel will pick up her first foul, second team. Or third team, excuse me, on ILP. Rihanna Hood in. Kaylee Robinson out for the Vikings. 3:18 to go in the first half. 25-19. JVC. Open three. Alexa Gertz short. And the rebound, Addison Moore. And she wants to push. Always running. Moore down the floor. Takes it coast to coast. But the layup won't go. Addison has had a tough first half shooting the ball. Knight into the front court. Straight man now by ILP. Kind of high post. Rihanna Hood drives down the lane, gets some contact, and goes to the line. Rihanna Hood pretty much created the contact herself, but hey, it works. And she'll shoot two free throws. Fouls on Rebecca Bish, her second. Free throw is good for Rihanna Hood. Her first point of the game. Hadley Holt checks back in for ILP. Lead back at 7, 26-19, James Valley. Second shot is good. Hit them both. And James Valley Christian 8-for-8 from the free throw line here in the first half. They lead by 8. High post. It's Holt. Squares up. Kicks out in the corner, Stephenson, and tried to go back into Holt and stolen away. The Vikings have defended Hadley Holt at that low post very well. Gertz in the corner, Laney Gertz, and Alexa Laney on the right wing. Comes back left, puts back to Alexa, thought about the three, looking inside. Now pulled it back up top. Alexa Gertz in the corner. Knight now reverse it left side, Bartholow, 8 seconds on the shot clock. Right side, Knight kicks out, open three in the corner, Alexa Gertz gets it. Alexa Gertz has 7, and James Valley Christian, their biggest first half lead at 30-19. The front court, Sharks now, a little trouble there, ball slapped away by Knight, and we have a timeout. Iroquois Lake Preston, minute 53 to go in the first half. James Valley Christian 30, Iroquois Lake Preston 19. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping. And shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Dakota Sports.
I'm Jeff Duffy back here at the Huron Arena, our home for the day. We're currently in game number 5 out of 8. We're running about 50 minutes behind schedule. Third place, 281 girls, inbounds by ILP off their own timeout. Top of the key, Bish picked up her dribble, comes back right side, Harris. Looking inside, go baseline, Dubrow. Find Holt there at the low post, kick out. Drive by Harris, hard to the hoop, it's short, gets her own rebound. Feeds it off to a Holt underneath the basket for two. Good job of Harris just keeping the play alive after the missed shot. 30-21, the lead 9 for James Valley. There's a tie-up as Bartolo was trying to get the ball up overhead, and she got caught from behind by Harris. The ball will turn over to, or no, will stay with James Valley on the arrow. J.C. Whiff, a senior, in for the first time for James Valley Christian. Inbounds in the corner, back outside. Little ball fake Hood, gives back up top of the key. Ball deflected by Harris, but controlled by Whiff. Laney Gertz, deep on the right wing. Couple of dribbles, back up top, left side, Knight. Knight, a couple of dribbles to the free throw line. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Got a goal. Inside, Bartholo, turn, shoots, gets fouled. Shot clock was running down, 2 seconds left, and free throws coming up for James Valley Christian. Addison Bartholo will shoot two. At 6 points here in the first half, we are down to 55 seconds left in the first half. Free throw rolls in and out, first miss from the line this afternoon for James Valley Christian. They had made 8 in a row. Bartholo now 2 of 3 from the line. Second free throw is good. It's 1 out of 2, the lead 10, 31-21, Vikings. Sharks need to keep pace here late in the second quarter. Holt pops out on the right wing. Holding the ball there, gives way to Addison Moore. Moore drives, attacks the basket, puts up an off-balance shot way off the mark. Offensive rebound, and put back Kira Dubrow, cleans up the glass. She's got 8. 31-23, the lead cut to 8. Shot clock is off with 27 seconds to go. The first half, see if the Vikings can hold it for one shot. Laney Gertz backs it out near the left wing. Addison Knight works the perimeter. Now just running some clock. We're inside of 15 seconds to go in the first half. Ball slapped away. Hood now gets control of it. High post, and there's going to be a jump ball possession. I hear Coy Lake Preston went to Bartholo on the high post, and right there to tie her up was Shanoa Harris. And now here Coy Lake Preston a chance to score. Before halftime, 6.9 seconds to work with. Moore going to push up the floor. Ran into her own player, picked up though, shot at the buzzer, no good. Moore ran into Dubrow, lost the ball. Dubrow picked it up, launched the three, no good at the half. James Valley Christian 31, Iroquois Lake Preston 23. Timeout 2 minutes, back with our halftime on Dakota Sports.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
6B Seed and Supplies in Alpena is your local Hubbard Feed dealer, carrying a full line of Hubbard Feed and Crystal X tubs for your livestock. Whether you need feed, minerals, salt blocks, or lick tubs, give 6B Seed and Supply of Alpena a call, 605-354-2699 or 605-354-2776. The Baruth family has been farming and feeding livestock for five generations. They put their experience to work for you. 6B Seed and Supplies, your one-stop feed store. Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School. Onward Woolsey includes 281 Travel Center, Rollin' Wheel Restaurant, American Trust Insurance, American Bank and Trust, Buzzin' Coffee, McGilvery Heating and Cooling, Mid-Dakota, Pullman Well Drilling, and Cane Creek Outfitters. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen & Associates, Inc. As your American Family Insurance agent in Huron & Miller, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. Call me today at 605-352-4943 and let's talk about your insurance needs today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Dakota Sports.
Halftime of the girls' third place game, 281 Conference Basketball Tournament. Dean Valley Christian, I think, led pretty much that entire first half. The lead is 8 here at halftime, 31-23. Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update. For an appointment at the Mirror, call Lori at 605-883-HAIR. Or call or text Kylie, 605-553-1628. Games earlier today, a girls' seventh-place game. Hitchcock Tulare defeated Sunshine Bible 49-24. Consolation Championship went overtime with Woolsey Wessington pulling out a 52-47 win over Highmore Herald. For the boys, seventh-place game, Iroquois Lake Preston defeated Sunshine Bible 66-61 in overtime. Fifth-place game, Highmore Herald defeated Hitchcock Tulare 67-53. That is your Mirror Family Hair Care scoreboard update. 31-23, James Valley Christian leading Iroquois Lake Preston at the half. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back and run down the stats for this game. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, downtown, 75, 75, downtown.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Stop into Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey today for some good food, good drinks, and great time. Shooter's has new hours. They're open Monday through Friday, 3 to close, with the kitchen open 4 to 10. Shooter's is now open Saturdays, noon to close, with a lunch special and appetizers available noon to 4. Be sure to follow their Facebook page to find the weekly special and any drink specials they may be having. You can still get all their normal menu items, like their delicious ribeye dinner, and of course, Shooter's famous homemade pizzas, 4 to 10 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Make your next stop at Shooter's Saloon in Woolsey.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
halftime in the arena. Third place game, girls 281 conference basketball tournament. Dean Valley Christian 31, Iroquois Lake Preston 23. Iroquois Lake Preston just three girls in the score sheet. 8 points, Kira Dubrow and Rebecca Bish. 7 for Hadley Holtz. James Valley Christian got all their points from their starters. 11 for Kaylee Robinson. Kaylee's all came in the first quarter. 7 points apiece, Addison Bartholow and Alexa Gertz. 4, Addison Knight, and 2 for Rayana Hood. Shooting in the first half, James Valley Christian, 9 of 25, 36%. Iroquois Lake Preston, 9 of 29 for 31%. 3-point shooting, James Valley Christian, 4 of 10. Iroquois Lake Preston, 5 of 12. James Valley Christian, 20 rebounds as a team. Kaylee Robinson with 6. 16 rebounds for Iroquois Lake Preston. 3 for Kira Dubrow and Faith Stephenson. Those are the numbers here at the half. James Valley Christian, 31. Iroquois Lake Preston, 23. Timeout, 2 minutes. Get set for our second half here at the arena on Dakota Sports.
Action news on the scene. Once again, a craft of some sort has crash-landed. I can see movement coming from the craft. Is it the sun? It is. It's confirmed and emerging now exactly what we thought. It is the sun. Ty Clark has just emerged from the craft. He's the son of Kent Clark. And yes, they're teaming up like Superman and Boy Wonder. Father and son finally together. Kent Clark Insurance, Wessington. Equal opportunity provider. 458-2281. For your crop insurance needs.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
It seems like nothing's built to last these days. Well, here's one that's built to last a long time. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing in Wessington. These creep feeders are built with convenience and durability in mind. Feed flow is easily adjustable with an agitation bar to prevent bridging and snug-fitting lids. Portable creep feeders from Vern's Manufacturing are made locally in Wessington, South Dakota. Put a portable creep feeder from Vern's Manufacturing of Wessington into your farming operation.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
Ready to go with the second half, or I guess another minute. James Valley Christian led pretty much that entire first half. Says here, Iroquois Lake Preston led by 7 in the second. I don't think that happened because James Valley Christian had a 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter. For Iroquois Lake Preston, just a tough shooting first half. And actually, it was the first quarter that they didn't win. The second quarter wasn't that bad, but I had Iroquois Lake Preston shooting 3 of 16 in the first quarter, then 6 of 13 in the second quarter. And they hit some threes, which kept them in the game. Buzz them in as we get ready to go with the second half. Up next, boys' third place game. Back-to-back, James Valley Christian. The Viking boys will play next against Wolsey Wessington. Start the second half, and it appears James Valley Christian will have possession to begin the third quarter. Both teams have the starters on the floor. Iroquois Lake Preston only played 6 players in the first half, and I guess pretty much that's what James Valley Christian did, except for a minute, 1 minute appearance for J.C. Webb. Here comes the Vikings. Robinson goes high post. Bartholow had the back door cut, couldn't get it there, and then almost lost the ball. Gets it back to Hood. Hood feeds in the corner to Gertz. Drive by Robinson to the baseline underneath. Nice pass, but Bartholo puts up the shot too hard. Great pass. Now here comes the Moore. Nice bounce pass underneath, but then Hood runs in and ties up Bish. Possession here will keep it down on the Iroquois Lake Preston end. We're just underway in the second half. 8-point lead, JVC. Pass in and safe. Nope. Baseline violation. The ball came in to Stephenson, who fell down. Then Dubrow, who threw the ball in, tried to grab it, but she had not established herself on the court yet. And James Valley Christian will get the ball off the turnover. Left side, Gertz wants three. Left wing, too strong. Offensive rebound, Knight. Gets it back to Robinson. Robinson, Knight in the corner. Knight one step. Low post, go inside to Bartholo. Fakes left, shoots over Holt. No good, and Holt will grab the rebound. Up the right side, now Moore gets ILP into the offense. Top of the key, Stephenson. Holt wants three left wing, and short, long rebound comes out to Knight. Vikings in the front court, Knight, top of the key. Looks left in the corner. It goes to Gertz. Now Bartholo, she wants three. No good. Offensive rebound, though. Hood kicks out to Gertz. Reset the offense. Bartholo at the top of the key. Hood, bounce pass baseline, Gertz. Gertz drives, gets caught in a double team. Three for Robinson. It's her fourth of the game. Robinson just teed it up from the left side. She's got 14. First bucket, though, since the first quarter. The lead back at 11 equals the biggest lead of the game for James Valley, 34-23. Deep three for Moore is good. Addison Moore finally gets in the scorebook. A deep three off that right wing. 34-26, the lead back at 8. Hood drives baseline, kicks back out to Robinson. Going underneath the Knight. Back door, there it is. The Bartholo can't get the shot to go. Knight can't get the putback to go. Slapped out of bounds. We'll stay with a James Valley Christian. Vikings rebounding, but nothing to show for it, but they do keep the possession. As Harris back into the game for ILP. Robinson drives, hooks the pass in the corner. Hood wants three. NEI overs it. Comes straight down to face Stephenson. Moore will push into the front court. Dribble off to the right. Baseline puts up a 10-footer in traffic. No good. Rebound. Iroquois Lake Preston down, or James Valley Christian down the floor, and Gertz blew a layup. Alexa had a wide open layup, but they were able to steal the inbounds, but then travel. Gertz had a wide open uncontested layup, could not get it to go. 34-26, the lead still at 8 for JVC, 5:20 to go, third quarter. Harris comes out, she'll run the point, give to Moore on the right side. Moore gets a screen, dribbles down towards the corner, Bish. High post, Holt. Bish in the corner, almost lost the ball. Gets control, drives, falls down, and steps on the baseline, out of bounds. Turnover to James Valley Christian. 5:01 to go in the third quarter. 34-26, James Valley Christian. Gertz, cross court, get it to Hood into the front court. Hood looks for somebody fouling. Harris, you know, throws it back to Robinson. Robinson, spin move around Holt. Scoop shot for two. Kaylee Robinson now with 16 to lead all scores. The lead back at 10, 36-26. James Valley Christian, Moore, top of the key. Against Hood, delivers in the corner to Bish. Moore trying to drive into the paint, lost the ball, but it's picked up by Harris. Shoots from the free throw line way off, and we have a whistle and a foul going to go on James Valley Christian. Didn't see where that foul occurred. Well, that's why Harris's shot was way off, as she got hacked. Falls on Rayanna Hood, her first team here in the third quarter. Both ways, free throw is good. Shanoa Harris scores her first point of the game. And Lainey Gertz back in for James Valley Christian. One more shot, Shanoa Harris. High arching free throw, but drops right through. 36-28, the lead back at 8. Pass in the middle, pressed by ILP, broken by James Valley. Knight gives back off the hood. Robinson, free throw line jumper is good. Haley Robinson is feeling it. She scored 7 points here in the third quarter, 18 for the game. Lead back at 10, 38-28, JVC. Moore drives into the paint, kicks out, back up top, Holt. Holt looking for some help, deep three, Addison Moore, right wing, no good. Rebound on the weak side for Knight. Knight through traffic, baseline, Gertz with the 15-footer, knocks it down. Alexa Gertz has 9. The lead is 12, I believe this would be the biggest lead of the game. For James Valley Christian, 3:40 to go. Moore with the drive high off the glass for 2. Used the screen, went down the right side of the lane, has her second bucket of the game. The lead back at 40-30. James Valley Christian, 10 points. Hood on the drive, had the ball knocked away on the way up by Holt. It'll still be James Valley Christian ball inbounds on the baseline right below me. Brianna Hood goes to the free throw line, back up, open three for Gertz. In and out, no good. Stephenson has the rebound. Moore, little hop there, wanted the three, but got sealed off by Lainey Gertz. Bish, left side, Shanoa Harris goes through, a double team, steps through, too strong, Hadley Holt, offensive rebound, she can't get it either. Rebound, James Valley Christian. Bounce pass, Knight has it way outside. Left side, Robinson. Lainey Gertz for 3, back of the iron, no good. Quick shot and out, Harris almost has the ball stolen away, but Moore controls. Moore up the floor, still on the drive, through the double team, layup won't go. Rebound for Knight. In the backcourt, some contact, foul going to go on Shanoa Harris, her second. First team on Iroquois Lake Preston. We've only had one team foul apiece here thus far in the third quarter. 2:36 to go in the third. Kira Dubrow back into the game, and James Valley Christian wants a timeout. 2:36 to go, third quarter. James Valley Christian 40, Iroquois Lake Preston 30. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Roll into 2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzards. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
2:36 to go, third quarter. James Valley Christian 40, Iroquois Lake Preston 30. Coach Robinson just used her first time out of the game for the Vikings. Inbounds, up ahead. Kaylee Robinson driving, bounce pass underneath. Nice pass to Gertz, gets it to go. Kaylee Robinson creating and then setting up her teammate. Gertz has 11. The lead is a dozen, 42-30. James Valley Christian equals their biggest lead of the game. Working the perimeter. Bish comes around, flips back. Low post inside to Holt. Has to kick back out. Open three, right wing is no good for Bish. Offensive rebound, Holt. Bish goes inside, Holt back outside. Harris wants three, high arching three. In and out, but again, Holt with the rebound. Shot up by Moore. Looked like it was partially blocked and still... James Valley Christian cannot grab the ball. A lot of chances here for Iroquois Lake Preston. I think their fourth try at the bucket. Moore, free throw line, cut off. Now Holt on the right side. Holt lost the ball on the floor. Well, a nice defensive play that time by Kaylee Robinson. Tied up Holt. And possession arrow will give the ball to James Valley Christian. They're up by 12 with a minute 45 to go here in the third quarter. Gertz on the push, gets it up into the front court. Couple of dribbles, flips back to Robinson. Gets away from Harris in the corner. Open three, Bartholo got it. Bartholo, the ninth grader, drills the three. She's got 10. Three players now in double figures for James Valley Christian. Moore high off the glass. I thought that was going way too high. It was way above the window, but she banked it. Got it to go in for two. 7 points all in the third quarter for Moore. Down the floor, Hood steps through a double team, and I think they're going to call a foul on Iroquois Lake Preston. They do, and two free throws coming up for Rayanna Hood. Hood with 2 points on 2-for-2 free throw shooting. She does not have a shot from the field. The foul is on Addison Moore. That is her third, as Hood drops in the first free throw. First free throw for James Valley here in the second half. Stephenson back into the game for ILP. Second shot is good as Hood puts them both down. She's got four. And the lead stretches to 15 now, 47-32. JVC with 1 minute to go, third quarter. Up top, Harris with the ball, finds Moore on the top of the key. Moore gets double teamed, trying to get away from Lainey Gert. Step back three, right wing. No good. Offensive rebound, Harris. High off the glass, she can't get it to go. And Robinson has the board. Down the floor quickly underneath. Bartholo draws contact. Got a nice feed over there by Lainey Gertz. And Bartholo to the line to shoot two. James Valley Christian stretching the lead here now late in the third quarter. Got it up to 15, biggest of the game. In and out, free throw no good. Bartholo will get one more. Some work to do for Iroquois Lake Preston now. Second shot, missed them both. Rebound Stephenson. Gives the ball away to Bish into the front court. Bish at the top of the key. Has Moore on the right wing. Moore trying to shake loose from Lainey Gertz. Gets a screen, now Hood with her. Flip back, open three, right wing, got it. Kira Dubrow, she's in double figures with 11 points. The lead back at 12, 47-35. 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. James Valley Christian can hold it for one. Hood fakes, drives, bumps off, ball slapped away by Dubrow. Out of bounds will still be James Valley Christian ball, but they just have 1.3 seconds to work with. Catch and shoot has to be the strategy here. Hood gets it to Gert. She'll get the three off at the buzzer. Got it. Wide open. Got the three on the right wing, and Gert caps off a big third quarter. James Valley Christian leads 50-35. Timeout 1 minute. On Dakota Sports.
Six F-35 fighter jets, one NFL team, a trip to the moon. All have a $1 billion price tag. Something else that cost $1 billion, respiratory problems in the beef industry each year. It's time to fight back against these costly respiratory challenges. That's why Purina Stress Care Starters are formulated with RX3 immune support technology. It boosts calves' natural defenses, priming their immune systems from the start. Talk to your Dakota Land Feeds rep today to learn more about Purina Stress Care Starter.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic. The right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
James Valley Christian 50, Iroquois Lake Preston 35. As we get to the final quarter here, and Iroquois Lake Preston, a lot of ground to make up. trailing by 15. They will have the ball. Bish, top of the key. Flips back to Moore on the right wing. Cross-court pass. Nice catch over there by Dubrow. Has to kick it back out to Bish. Working around the perimeter. Holt goes in the corner to Dubrow. Dubrow, a couple of dribbles, trying to back her way in. Leaves in the middle for Holt. Knocked away. Holt gets it. Kicks out. Three is good for Bish. Bish with 11. The lead 12, 50-38. James Valley Christian, front court, and Robinson look like a double dribble. Carry, either way, turnover by the Vikings back to Iroquois Lake Preston. Harris back into the game for ILP. Addison Moore will bring the ball up. Go down low, inside Stephenson, spins, trying to get Robinson up in the air. Short jumper, won't go. Robinson with the rebound. Kaylee defended it well. Laney Gertz into the front court. Pass in the middle. Knight down to the hoop. Off glass. Short. Might have been blocked. And picking out of there. Moore. She's on the move. Down the floor. Taking it all the way. Draws contact. And it's going to be a foul. But I don't think this will be a shooting foul. It will not, but it is the third foul now on Alexa Gertz. The only real foul trouble for James Valley right now. Backdoor play. Moore missed the shot. On the rebound, scramble, jump ball. It will belong to James Valley Christian. I think Coach Moore thought the player Moore got fouled on that play. Now, who's got the ball? The Sharks want to take it out. The arrow's pointing James Valley Christian's way. And now Coach Moore's having a discussion with the official now. Yep, it is James Valley Christian ball. Full court pressure. Iroquois Lake Preston. Hood has the ball. Gets trapped. Hood gets the lob pass from Robinson. Rayana into the front court. Break the press. In the corner, Knight. Left side, Hood. Go inside to Robinson, double team, kick out, 18-footer for Gertz is good. Laney Gertz with her first bucket of the game, 52-38. Moore down the floor, coast to coast, her layup good. Moore with 9 points all here in the second half, 52-40, James Valley Christian. Robinson weaves down the floor, bumps into Holt, offensive foul on Kaylee Robinson. Holt held her ground, and I think James Valley Christian wants a timeout. Second foul on Kaylee Robinson. 6:13 to go in the game. James Valley Christian, 52. Iroquois Lake Preston, 40. Timeout, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Alpena Co-op Service would like to wish everyone the best of luck in the Treaty 1 basketball tournament. Alpena Co-op Service knows what it means to work as a team. Whether it's at work or on a basketball team, the secrets to success are communication, hard work, dedication, and working together. That equals success. Stop by or call Alpena Co-op Service at 849-3341. And good luck, play hard, and give it your all. Alpena Co-op Service.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Each team has used two timeouts, a full and a 30, so we have plenty of timeouts to burn here. With 6:13 to go in the game, Vikings have led this game pretty much the entire way. I think 17 was the biggest lead. Right now it's down to 12, and Iroquois Lake Preston has the ball. Moore will bring the ball up top of the key against the Vikings zone. Gets the screen, comes right, throws in the middle, throw it right at the feet of Stephenson. Ball on the floor, and Knight comes out with the loose ball, turnover by ILP. James Valley Christian front court. Robinson on the outside, gives way to Knight. Work the perimeter, Knight at the top of the key. We'll dump it inside, knocked away by Dubrow, but controlled by the Vikings. Gertz in the corner, go inside to Robinson, knocked away by Dubrow. And it'll still be James Valley Christian ball. So inbound on the baseline right below me. Harris back into the game for Iroquois Lake Preston as Bish leaves. And Iroquois Lake, or JVC with the inbounds. Gertz, top of the key, Knight, swing it around. Robinson, low post. puts it up short, and the rebound by Dubrow. Dubrow defended that well. Moore runs it in the front court, has to slow it up with Hood on her. Still a 12-point lead, James Valley. Lob to the high post. Holt has it knocked away, but saved by Stephenson. Long three, no good. Rebound, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession will stay with Iroquois Lake Preston. It appears to me that neither coach was happy that that call was a jump ball. Sharks with the inbounds. Lob comes into Holt, knocked away, and a foul going to go on. Holt, well played by James Valley Christian's Kaylee Robinson. Just came in front of Holt, knocked the ball away. Holt will pick up her third. First team here in the fourth quarter on Iroquois Lake Preston. 5:10 to go in the game, still a 12-point lead, and a quick foul on Harris as she was trying to stay in front of Knight, and Harris picks up her third and back-to-back fouls. And a timeout, Iroquois Lake Preston. 52-40, James Valley Christian. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Iverson Auto in Mitchell and Huron is the ultimate destination to get you on the road and to keep you on the road. Discover a fantastic selection of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus an array of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to get you on the road. And to keep you on the road, Iverson's dedicated service department has certified technicians that ensure your vehicle receives top-notch maintenance and repairs for a smooth drive every time. For the trusted team that's there to get you on the road and keep you on the road, choose Iverson Auto in Mitchell and Huron.
We all have hobbies. Some of us like to golf, some like to paint, and a lot of us love to shop. Stop by Double D Western and improve on your new hobby, shopping, and shop for the latest in men's and women's fashion. Plus, shop for beautiful men's and women's jewelry. Double D Western is located at South Town Square at 821st Street Southwest in Huron. Double D Western is open every day of the week, so that improves your shopping hobby even more. Stay in style with Double D Western in Huron, located on 821st Street Southwest in Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Back at the arena, and James Valley Christian inbounded the ball, and then the buzzer went off. I'm not sure if that was a mistake or something. There was a reason for it, but James Valley Christian going to inbound it again. Get it into Alexa Gertz, coming up the right side of the floor. Flips back to Bartholo, top of the key. Knight barks out the single signal. Low post, go inside to Robinson, and puts it up short. Gets her own rebound, misses again. Third try won't go for Knight, but Robinson comes out. Three shots, no points. But James Valley Christian still has the ball. Vikings reset the offense. Ball tipped, and a foul going to go on Harris. That'll be number four on Harris. And quickly a third team foul on Iroquois Lake Preston. Foul number four on Shanoa Harris. Vikings inbound on the sideline behind Robinson, but recovers to grab it. Hood has it on the left wing with Moore right in her grill. Backs it out. Now tries to get loose from Moore. Bounce pass back up top. Top of the key, Knight, right side. Low post go inside to Bartholo, back out. And again, just running some shot clock here perhaps. Hood goes, tries to drive, lost the ball, but picks it back up. Knight with the ball, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Robinson, kick out three in the corner, short, but there's Bartholo with the rebound. Go inside, there's Gertz, a long possession here because James Valley Christian's been getting their offensive rebounds. They've taken a lot of time off the clock. Robinson on the left wing, low post Hood against Moore, back outside Knight. Again, running some shot clock here. Right side, Bartholo. Gets it back up top, Robinson. Robinson, 10 seconds on the shot clock again. Left side, Knight gets away from Dubrow, hard to the hoop, and is fouled by Moore. I wish I would have looked up to see what the clock was when that possession started, because I bet well over a minute came off the clock as James Valley Christian kept getting rebounds. And Addison Knight will go to the line for two. His 4 points has not scored in the second half. Fallen Addison Moore is her fourth. 52-40. We've been stuck on this score for quite some time here in the fourth quarter. Free throw is good for Addison Knight. One out of two, it's 53-40. Long three by Addison Moore. Hits off the top of the bankboard. Rebound by Knight. Knight pushes into the front court. Flips back, and Kaylee Robinson gets the Vikings into the offense. Gertz on the left wing. Puts it back up top, Knight. Knight reverse right side, low post, going inside Bartholow. Shoots up, no good. Holt has the rebound. And Iroquois Lake Preston throws the ball away. Holt not on the same page as her teammate Bish. Unforced turnover, and the ball right back to James Valley Christian. Right now, Iroquois Lake Preston just can't get the ball down to their end of the floor. Stephenson will check in and replace Holt for Iroquois Lake Preston. Down to 3:05 to go in the game. 13-point lead, 53-40 Vikings. Inbounds, Gertz, a nice catch, but then lost the ball. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow will favor James Valley Christian. 3:02 to go in the game. In boys' third-place game is next. James Valley Christian again and Woolsey Wessington. Inbounds, give and go. Kaylee Robinson wide open. Somebody missed the defensive assignment there. Robinson cut to the hoop and took the feed from Gertz. 55-40, drive by Moore, and she's going to be fouled going to the hoop. James Valley Christian leading. That'll be foul number four on Alexa Gertz. Inbound, Stephenson has it on the baseline. In the middle of the ball, knocked away, tried to force it inside. Picked out of there by Knight. Knight's made some defensive plays here in the second half. Up top, and Addison Moore with the steal. She'll have the breakaway layup for two. Addison Moore gets into double digits now with 11 points all here in the second half. Timeout, Iroquois Lake Preston, 2.5 minutes to go. James Valley Christian up by 13. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bauman Agency presents the 2024 Crop Market Outlook and Crop Insurance Update. Come and hear featured speaker Brooks York teaching grain marketer insights combined with crop insurance and innovative grain marketing strategies. Join us at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 6th at the Huron Event Center. You'll also get the latest crop insurance updates and learn how they may affect your operation. Come for supper and stay to learn on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. RSVP 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
2.5 minutes to go in the game. 55-42, James Valley Christian leading. We're coming up on 5 o'clock, KOKK in Huron. Full court pressure by Iroquois Lake Preston. Hood in the backcourt, feeds in the middle. Moore slaps it away, a steal for the Sharks. Moore has it on the right wing. Drives the paint, puts up a wild shot, no good. Rebound by Kaylee Robinson. Robinson gets away from Harris into the front court as we near 2 minutes to go in the game. 13-point lead, James Valley. Knight has it up top. Flips left side to Hood. Hood on the wing. Again, being patient are the Vikings. Minute 55 to go. Gertz on the left wing, Hood back up, top of the key, 7 seconds on the shot clock. Bartholow steps back, open shot, left side, Knight hits the three. Run the shot clock down, and Addison Knight puts down the three, the lead back at 16 with a minute 35 to go. Moore forces her way through a double team, and that might be foul number five on Alexa Gertz. No, they're going to call that on Rihanna Hood. I think Gertz took a little elbow for her trouble there. Rihanna Hood, her second. Long three is way short. Missed there by Kira Dubrow, and the ball will turn over to James Valley Christian. 90 seconds to go in the game, and James Valley Christian seems to be in control here now. 58-42, looking to earn the third-place plaque here in the 281 tournament. In the front court is Hood. Back in the middle, Kaylee Robinson, and again, Vikings can afford to be patient here. Low post, Bartholow. Back up top, Gertz. Reverse it left side, Robinson. Low post, Hood. Shows she would have it swatted, but a foul going to go on Dubrow, I believe. And that will put Rihanna Hood to the line. Hood with 4 points on 4 of 4 free throw shooting. She's only shot the ball from the field once. Fallon Dubrow is her second. Free throw for Hood. No good off the back of the iron. She'll get one more. But the lead, 16. Minute 11 to go. Vikings in good shape to take home third place in this tournament. One more shot for Hood. Missed them both. Rebound, Stephenson. Outlet. Moore comes up the right side of the floor. Drives down to the baseline. Kind of pushed off on Hood. Three is way short. Rebound blocked underneath by Knight as Kira Dubrow tried to get the putback and swatted by Knight. We're inside of a minute to go now, and James Valley Christian, again, we'll be patient here. Nope. We're going to shoot a three and make it. I thought we would just let clock roll, but Addison Barthel, I got an open three. I'm going to take it in the lead 19 with 38 seconds to go, and James Valley Christian will notch the win. Moore gets through traffic, draws contact, and free throws coming up for Addison Moore. James Valley Christian will move to 7-4 on the season. Iroquois Lake Preston will drop to 7-5. Addison Moore to the line to shoot two. Free throw is good. First free throws for Moore. In fact, this will only be the third and fourth free throws of the game for Iroquois Lake Preston. Coach Krista Robinson empties the bench to play out the final 33 seconds. Well-rounded effort today for James Valley Christian. Second free throw is good. Moore hits them both. 61-44, the lead at 17. Two girls in. Moore with the steal. Stepped in front but can't get the shot to go. Picked up in the middle, and Shanoa Harris will get the putback from about 10 feet out. 61-46, Iroquois Lake Preston still pressing. And now a timeout on the floor. 17 seconds to go, 61-46. JVC will take a break here of 30 on Dakota Sports.
When you live in South Dakota, you have to deal with the weather. It's cold one day, warm the next. It's a part of life that your central air unit or furnace just may cause you some problems. Call Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron, 352-5316. Kurtz Heating and Cooling can inspect your home or office climate systems. So when you make an appointment, the staff at Kurtz Heating and Cooling can take every precaution to make sure you and your family and your employees are safe. Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports.
17 seconds to go in the game. James Valley Christian on their way to the win. Second string in for James Valley Christian. Inbounds comes to Daryl Franson, working against the pressure. Franson still in the backcourt. Through traffic, ball deflected. Could be getting close to a 10-second count. They do get it up ahead. Franson into the front court, left side. Now we'll back it out with Caitlin Stahl, and that will end the ball game. Final score, James Valley Christian defeats Iroquois Lake Preston 61-46. And takes third place in the 281 Conference Girls Basketball Tournament. Well, there we go. Five games down, three to go. We are still running. I'm trying to check this schedule here real quickly, but we are running, I'd say still about 50 minutes behind schedule as we get set 15 minutes on the clock, and the third place game will be coming up. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hague Insurance of Woonsocket wishes their hometown Blackhawks and the surrounding community teams the best of luck in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament. Hague Insurance offers all personal, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Give Hague Insurance a call at 605-796-4471 or stop by to see their friendly staff in Woonsocket at 111 South Dumont Street. From the entire staff of Hague Insurance of Woonsocket, good luck and give it your all in the 281 Boys and Girls Tournament.
Your Legend Seeds dealer, 6B Seed and Supplies of Alpena, wishes good luck to all teams in the 281 Tournament. 6B values family, community, and a commitment to service. Their partner, Legend Seeds, honors those same values. As a Legend Seeds dealer, 6B has access to all of the leading traits, genetics, and innovative biologicals in the industry. You can guarantee they have your best interest in mind. Contact 6B Seeds, 605-354-2699, and put their name and Legend Seeds products to work on your option. Onward Woolsey Business Association supports all activities of Woolsey Wessington School.
Onward Woolsey Business Association includes Sandy's Cut and Curl, Santel Communications, Agtegra of Woolsey, Shooter Saloon, Dakota Environmental, H&S Heating and Cooling, Woolsey Wessington School, and the City of Woolsey. Best of luck to the Warbirds from Onward Woolsey Business Association.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of area high school sports and sponsor of the Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. It's time for the postgame report on 1210 KOKK, brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron. Once again, here's Matt Watson.
And yes, we all wish we were Matt Watson. Unfortunately, I am not. I am Jeff Duffy as we get to our Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame and cap off a third-place win for James Valley Christian in the 281 tournament. They lead pretty much the entire ball game and win it by a score of 61-46. Here's the rundown on the scoring for Iroquois Lake Preston. They're now 7-5 on the season. 13 points for Addison Moore. 11 points, Kara Dubrow and Rebecca Bish. 7 points for Hadley Holt. 4 points for Shanoa Harris. For James Valley Christian, who improves to 7-4 on the season, 18 points for Kaylee Robinson, 15 for Addison Bartholow, 14 for Alexa Gertz. Addison Knight added 8, 4 points for Rayana Hood, 2 points for Lainey Gertz. Shooting in the game, James Valley Christian, 20 of 52 for 38.5%, 9 of 21 on threes for 43%, and 12 of 20 on a free throw. Iroquois Lake Preston, 17 of 56, shooting the ball for 30%, 8 of 23 on threes for 35%, 4 of 4 on free throws. Rebounding today, 41 rebounds for James Valley Christian, 33 for Iroquois Lake Preston. Addison Knight, Kaylee Robinson each had 9 boards to lead James Valley Christian. 8 rebounds for Faith Stephenson along with Hadley Holt to lead Iroquois Lake Preston. So the James Valley Christian Vikings bring home third place in the 281 tournament as they win this game again by a score of 61-46. So now we go to the boys' third place game. James Valley Christian again on the floor. Vikings and Woolsey Wessington to play for third place. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, talk a little more about what we have here for this matchup. Of course, the championships to come. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
American Family Insurance.
This is Crystal Volkwartzen, agent at Volkwartzen.